help you in every way possible to make sure you get the diamonds you need overnight for free with pricing that allows.
Thank you for calling RDA Diamonds. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Oh, yes. This is Yvette at Smith Jewelers. And is Nick available? I don't have his number to get to him.
Yeah, so he is on the other line right now.
Okay.
He's hopping off it right now. So what I'm going to do is
Bring
him on hold for just a second. He's going to pick you up, all right?
All right, thank you.
100% sell-through guarantee. Keeping your inventory fresh and current.
Thank you for holding. This is Nick.
Hey, Nick. This is Yvette at Smith Jewelers.
Hey, Yvette. What's going on?
Call? I got to find. I need to know, do you carry quarter carats, like a 4.1?
You say a 4.1 millimeter?
Round diamond, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. We're looking for a round.
And round 4 millimeter and EVS1.
Round 4 millimeter. Oh my gosh, my handwriting is terrible on this. Why are all my pens dying right now, Eva? Is this you? You did it to me?
I guess so.
4 millimeter.
I would need two that would match.
EVS1. Okay, matched. You got it. Matched rounds. All right, I'm looking
at EVS1, yeah. 4 millimeter. You called yesterday, I think it was.
Yep.
And you said you had that crisscross, whatever. What? The brown diamond.
Yes.
What was the price on that?
So I was wrong about it. It was a different call. It wasn't a brown. It was a white diamond. Wires crossed, and I apologize. Smith Jewelers. All right, I'm pulling this up. Where are you? Nick. There you go. Is this you? No. All right, I'm sorry. I got to pull up your account. What is this your store telephone number you're calling me from?
Yes. 618-262-4339.
All right, there it is. All right, so now I could pull up the diamonds. Yeah, so we weren't able to find a lab diamond that was brown right now. So the only way I could sell that call is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What are we looking at, let's say a carat and a half, in either the cushion or the radiant? In a natural, what price range am I looking at, if you even have anything like that?
Give me a minute, and I'll find out about that. I'm looking at these 4 millimeters right now.
Yeah.
Let me see here. We're going to go to 0.5. So 4... Ooh, I got matched 30-pointers, GSI-1. Oh, you wanted EVS-1.
I got to have EVS-1 because what he's got going with it, it's an EVS-1, and I don't want to put a lower grade next to it.
I understand. Is this for, are these for side stones or for studs?
Side stones.
All right. Give me a little bit.
So they don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a little bit and I'll find them for you. Yeah. Four millimeters, EVS ones matched. And then when do you need these pretty quickly?
I need to get a price on it so I can quote her a price.
Okay. I'm guessing.
And I don't think she's in any big hurry either, but the chocolate I am.
Yes, no, I got you. So to give you an idea, those the 30-point GSI ones, the matched, they're $300 each. EVS one is probably going to be, you know, double that. I would probably use 1200 cost, but I'll find a price for you by the end of the day.
Okay.
Okay. So
get priced and see how much we're talking about.
Yeah, and then to go back to the brown diamonds, a carat and a half or so. I gotta see. Let me see what I've quoted in the past on it, because I don't generally keep these, but I have a vendor that I work with that where I'm able to source them.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking they're probably about 3,000 to 4,000.
Yeah, so I would go a little bit higher even. But let's see here.
I can't push my budget that much.
Yeah, let me see.
Considering they only want to spend $3,000, I'm trying to maybe convince them to go natural, but it would have to be a dark color. She wants a dark brown. Now, me, I like a tint of orange. Make it look more like a cinnamon.
Yeah. But I found one a couple months back. Oh, this was a lot bigger though. What size are we trying to get to?
If it's going to be a natural,
yeah,
then no more than a carat and a half.
Okay.
I would want some idea what price range we would be looking at.
Yeah. So.
And then.
Okay.
If it's a lab.
If it's a lab, you wanted to go bigger.
Right.
I got you.
But if it's a natural, I think we might be able to swing the carat and a half.
So the last time I got these quoted, it was for a bigger natural stone, and my per carat price was $3,400 a carat. So I'm guessing I could get this for less than that. We could try to squeeze a carat and a half into $4,000. See what's out there.
Okay.
All right. So I'll try to find that. I'll definitely find you these side stones. But yeah, quote her based off of your cost being about $1,200, and and then you know, see what she says, and then I could get you something solid, you know, out to you by whenever you need it. What's your center stone for that one?
It's a Hilgo Montana Sapphire.
Oh wow, okay, those are pretty.
Yeah, and I don't want anything crappy next to it.
No, I gotcha. No, absolutely, I gotcha. SI1 might be, you know, just as good, but
I mean, I would do a VS2, but I really would like to have at least an E color.
Okay.
I'll drop down to VS2, but she wants a really good, and I don't want to sell something to her, that isn't what it should be.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. With the naked eye, you're not seeing the difference between
No.
Yeah, but I understand, and it does impact the light performance. So I'll find
DEF color in a VS1, VS2.
You got it. All right, I'll give
There's
you a call back.
Range.
Yeah, there you go. And then
okay.
I'll give you a call
Nick,
back.
What's your number?
My number is.
When I call in?
Oh, it's my extension is 149.
149, okay. I had no idea.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay.
But they usually get to me, so. I mean, you got here. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got there.
Yeah.
But, okay. Do some research for me and get back with me.
You got it. Yeah, I'll try to get back to you before the end of the day. If not, I'll give you a call sometime tomorrow morning, okay?
That'd be fine.
All right, thank you, Pat. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.